Good morning. This is Maine Governor Paula Page. This Monday, January 17th, is a Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. I talk a lot about putting people first. Dr. King is someone who spent and ultimately gave his life making sure that people got a fair shake, regardless of race. He got his start in 1955 as a civil rights leader in Montgomery, Alabama. At a time when blacks had to give up their seats and move to the back of the bus in deference to white passengers, Dr. King led a 382-day boycott of the city's bus line. He was arrested, subjected to violent harassment, and had his house bombed. Throughout it all, he stuck to his beliefs of nonviolent protest, and the Supreme Court ultimately determined that bus segregation was unconstitutional. After the decision, Dr. King said, "We have gained a new sense of dignity and destiny. We have discovered a new and powerful weapon, nonviolent resistance." Which brings me to the recent deadly shooting in Arizona. One young man resorted to the unthinkable. 1 week ago, a gunman opened fire at a constituent event held by U.S. Representative Gabriel Giffords, killing 6 people and wounding 14 others. Representative Giffords, who police say was targeted for assassination, was critically wounded. My thoughts and prayers are with those affected by the shooting. My condolences go out to the families of U.S. District Judge John Roll, Gabe Zimmerman, Dorothy Morris, Darwin Stoddard, Phyllis Scheck, and Christina Taylor Green. This violence that was unleashed cannot be tolerated. This carnage is not what the United States of America was built upon. We may be hearing blame being put on one political side or another for this ugly incident. Some people have blamed a vitriolic political rhetoric that has consumed the country on the shootings. But the fact of the matter is no Democrat, Republican, Green, or independent politician pulled the trigger. We, as a society, need to come together for the people to find out why there is so much hostility surrounding the world today. Why our young people are being led astray. As governor, it is my mission to interact with the people I serve. It is my duty to understand how Mainers are doing. It's been a difficult few years for many people. The recession has taken a toll on many lives. Home foreclosures topped 1 million for the first time ever. Times are really tough. I will do everything I can to help Mainers have a better quality of life, grow business, and help the truly needy. It's why I'm here. I will be held accountable for my actions, and those who turn to violence will be too. I hope this weekend, as we celebrate Martin Luther King Jr.'s life, we all take a moment to reflect the other lives that have been lost in our great nation this past week. We have come far through the years, but the journey continues to make Dr. King's dream a reality. Thank you, and please enjoy the holiday weekend.